So welcome back. Welcome back. At this point, you are learning so much about your central circle and what it is your current relationship is with boundaries and why it is and why it has been the way it has. So you might have some emotions coming up. You might have some memories surfacing. And I just invite you to continue to be very self-compassionate with yourself and very loving. This isn't about justifying why you are the way you are, why you made the decisions you did. However, it is about an awareness so that moving forward, you can make new choices that serve the truth of who you are. So how is it you begin to set healthy boundaries? Preserving and honoring your sensual circle comes down to choice. I will tell you that the number one thing that happens inside of an uneven sensual circle, whether it's frayed or in barbed wire, is this feeling of being trapped, this feeling that you have absolutely no choice. And inside of that, that creates a huge level of resentment. Huge level of resentment. Anytime you give away your power, you will feel resentful and you will feel trapped. So the first thing I invite you to realize is that you have choices. Now, I know there's sometimes, many times, a foe that might come up and say, no, Terry, you don't understand. I do not have any choice. I have to do this. 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 And I will challenge you on every single one of those because you do not have to do anything, anything, you really don't. Everything that you step forward to into your life is a choice. And you might say, no, you don't understand. I have kids. I have to feed my kids. No, you don't. And you might say, oh my gosh, you can't. I would never even consider that. Well, great. You're still making a choice. As much as women are comfortable falling into victim and resentment mentalities, the truth is that you can make choices for yourself that are supportive. That might sound really direct and maybe even a tiny bit like, woo! It's true. It's true. There's a mentality around kind of martyrdom or victim that's so easy to fall into, and we've all been there. I want to be clear, we've all been there. It's an easy way to just kind of offset the opportunity to feel powerful. Because you can get stuck so much inside of this feeling of feeling trapped and that you don't have any choices. So that resentment and that it's somebody else's opportunity or fault is very easy to step into. So I'm going to be inviting you to honor the space of choice when it comes to everything inside of your life. And at first it might feel scary. I will let you know that ultimately it is the most freeing opportunity you will ever experience in your life. So what choices do you have that you have not let yourself be aware of? You are going to be taking 2 minutes to journal, at least 2 minutes to journal your answer around this. And I invite you to really feel. Here's how I invite you to do this. If you can identify actually where you feel the most resentment, if you can identify where you feel the most trapped inside of your life, if you can identify where you feel the most have to inside of your life, and then realize that you do have choices inside of that. Okay, I remember doing this privately with a client years and years ago, and one of the things that she was feeling the most resentment around was driving her kids to practice or something like that. I think it was baseball practice at the time. And she was really feeling a lot of resentment. She wasn't feeling appreciated inside of it at all. And yet she kept doing it, kept doing it, kept doing it. And when we started to have this conversation, and I said to her, well, you have a choice. You don't have to take him to practice. And she said, what? What are you kidding? Of course I do. I have to. And I said, no, you don't. You do not have to do that. And she sat there and she really heard beyond the faux type voice of just, she signed up for this, so she has to, and into, wait a minute. Why was she actually doing what she was doing? And what came forward was so beautiful because she realized that she loved supporting her son and that she wanted to support his desire to play baseball. And she realized that inside of that, she had a sensual circle opportunity to be very clear with him about the kind of respect, appreciation, and gratitude she required in order to take him to practice and continue to feel good about that choice. I'll give you one that has been very present for me inside of my life, and I think it's one that a lot of women can relate to. Dishes in the sink. So I really like a clean house. I really like a clean, organized house. And I'm at the point in my life right now where I do have assistance and help, but I didn't always. So before you go, oh yeah, easy for you because you have someone that helps you with that, it wasn't always like that for me. And even now that I do have help, there are times where there are still dishes in the sink. And I came home recently from an event, and there were dishes in the sink. And people had been here, not just my family, but had somebody visiting as well. And I had a real opportunity. And you know, what you realize inside of this choice is you do have choices to make. And I came in the kitchen and I was exhausted. I was exhausted. I could have, what were the choices I could have had, could have made? I could have left the dishes there until next week. I could have thrown the dishes in the trash can. I could have broken all the dishes and thrown them out the window. I know these are kind of seem crazy, right? But we have choices. We have choices. We could do anything. We could do anything. Just giving yourself freedom to journal about the choices that you have will open up the opportunity for you to create a sensual circle boundary that actually feels good to you. The choice that I made ultimately was to do the dishes and sing and have fun with it. Why? Because I had to do the dishes? No. Because I like a really beautiful, clean kitchen and I knew it was going to make me feel good in the end. So, again, it's a choice. It's a choice. So, take some time to journal about what choices you have that you've not let yourself be aware of. What choices do you have? And have fun with this, by the way. You can let them be really illogical. If you are You know, if you are in a, let's take it a little bit deeper. If you're in a relationship and you're struggling inside a partnership right now, you can make a list of all your choices. You could, you could end the relationship. You could have an affair. Now, please, I'm making up a bunch of choices. Please do not say Tara told me I should have an affair. Okay, I'm not saying that. I'm playing and having some fun inside the choices so that you can open up to a higher level of freedom. You could, you know, allow yourself to go on a beautiful retreat and mend the relationship. You could take some space. You could do whatever. If you're having some issues with your kids, you know, what could you do? What are some choices you have? What about your body? You know, whatever it is that feels like it's holding the most tension and energy for you, where there's the most resentment and the most have to, see what you could do to open up to choice. And again, have fun with this. Let them be illogical. It doesn't mean you have to do it. You're just giving yourself the idea of a choice. Once that's complete, meet me back here. Give yourself some freedom. Have fun with it, and I'll meet you back here. Now that you've allowed yourself to journal with what it is that you do have choices and what some of the choices that you have that you haven't been letting yourself see or be aware of, let's talk about what a boundary is not. What a boundary is not. Because this is really confusing at first for a lot of women. And women go into the place of they get all like, okay, I'm gonna let myself set a boundary and I've gotta make sure that this person doesn't do this ever again. And that, in fact, is not setting a healthy boundary. When we set boundaries, it is not about fixing or changing someone. And we titled this Fix Him, right? If he would just change, whatever that is. Right? It could also be if she would just change, my mom would just do this, if my dad would just do this, if my husband would just do this, if my kids would just do this, if my boss would just do this, if my coworkers would just do this, if life would just do this, then I would be happy. And that really is giving away your power. This is so important for women to understand. Women feel so overly responsible for people in their lives. They feel a need to fix and take care of husbands, kids, in-laws, friends, coworkers. The list goes on and on and on. You are not here to fix people. You are not here to change people. You are not here to take responsibility for other people's upset. That is not your job. Free yourself from that. Free yourself from that misidentification and misunderstanding that it's your job to make other people happy and open up to the only thing that you have the ability to respond to, and that is your own happiness. And inside of that, it takes an incredible amount of courage, ownership, and opportunity for you to set boundaries that are in service to the truth of who you are. So stop giving away your power. It's a false belief to think if I could just change X about someone, then my life would be easier. I know it's really easy to fall into. It's like, no, listen, come on, I'm serious. If the dishes were just done, if the trash was just taken out, if whatever it was, then I would be happier. It's so easy to fall into that space. Many women lose their balance and compromise their sensual circle in this way, and they fall in the trap of giving their personal power away. As soon as you believe the misunderstanding that if someone else was to do something, that would somehow make you happy, you have given away your power. Now, let me be clear. You might say, well, what about when something, you know, when someone does something and I do feel happy? That's fantastic. You can allow yourself to step into happiness at any time. However, still, that's you choosing to feel happy inside. That's a choice that you're making. If you do not feel happy when someone does something, again, you're choosing to not feel happy. It's not about that. You don't give your power away to that person and say, you did something and made me unhappy. Choose. You're making a choice. So anytime you give away your power and feel that someone else is responsible for your happiness, you are stepping outside of your sensual circle. One of the things that we say around our house, and we've said it with our kids since we were very young, is it's not up to me to make you happy. Really taking a higher level of personal responsibility. And I know that can feel very scary, right? Because, oh my gosh, if you're not making me happy, then who's making me happy? And you have a brand new opportunity to set standards and boundaries in your life where you are the operator of feeling happy, feeling whole, feeling complete, and feeling fulfilled. So in what areas of your life do you require to set healthy boundaries? Begin to identify this immediately. Where are you feeling resentment? In what relationship, in what particular experience, in what particular circumstance are you being asked to set a healthy boundary? Maybe it's with your mother. You know, when someone asks you a question, you don't have to answer it. When someone calls, you do not have to answer the phone. If you are on the phone with someone and this conversation starts going negative, you do not have to stay on the phone. If you are in a situation with people at a restaurant or at a ballpark or wherever you are, and something happens that's no longer in alignment with you, you do not have to stay. So really take some time. Again, pause the module and ask yourself, what areas of your life do you require to set healthy boundaries? You don't even need to know exactly what the boundary is yet. Just ask yourself, what areas of your life are you feeling particularly tight, particularly angry and resentful and restricted? And just begin to identify those areas. And then please go ahead and meet me back here. Remember, in order to get your needs met, you need to be very clear on what your needs are. So as we enter into this next section, you're going to begin to clarify and identify what are your specific needs at this particular point in time. So what is it you need right now? What do you require in your life right now that you don't feel you're getting? Is it time alone? Is it time to take care of yourself? Is it about your business? About your dreams? What is it that you require in your life right now that you don't feel like you're getting? And maybe you even have the awareness that you've been waiting for someone else to give you permission to step into this. Be very real, very authentic, and very honest with yourself at this point. When you come back, I'm going to be speaking to you about self-love and your voice, because it's your voice that's going to assist you in getting your needs met. So again, identify this last piece. What do you require in your life right now that you don't feel you're getting? So at the end of this module, you really should have identified what areas of your life you require to set healthy boundaries and what specifically in your life right now you don't feel like you're getting that you're deeply desiring. And I will meet you back here for self-love and your voice.